I have to go through this miasma of victimhood.
How much time do you spend with any of them?
Well, not a lot. They're a number of miles away from me, but the telephone is usually the way.
So much of your discomfort is happening through your own perusal in your own mind.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And you can do something about that right away. So let's talk about your daughter first. Now, we've discussed this already, but it's helpful to specifically focus. So when you think about your daughter, and you said that she's really feeling bad and talks negatively about herself and about her situation. And when you focus upon her doing that, it makes you feel terrible, because as you focus upon someone else doing something, it activates a vibration in you that is contrary to who you really are. So now you feel as bad or worse than she does. And then you feel sort of resentful because you felt better before that happened, and you relate the way you feel to what she's doing. Now, we've offered a phrase a time or two already in this gathering here on board this ship, and we know that it will serve you enormously well as you hear it and begin to apply it. And the statement is, as you write in your book with your daughter's name at the top of the page, what is it that I'm noticing about you that has me pointed upstream? Not what are you doing that's upstream, not what are you doing that's messing up your life, not what are you doing that's messing up my life, but what am I thinking about you that's got me feeling so bad? Now, if you're right in the middle of a conversation and it's happening, it's harder for this to be a meaningful process. But when you're peeling potatoes or washing dishes or taking a bath and thoughts are going through your mind that are making you feel uncomfortable, almost a suffocating feeling comes over you, if you could stop in the middle of that discomfort and say, now what is it that I'm thinking about you right now that's making me feel this bad? And what happens is it puts you in the seat of control, because you're thinking the thought and that's why you're feeling that way. Now, most people would say, not in this room, but most people in the world would say, but I wouldn't be thinking that thought if she weren't doing that. And we say, true enough, but that's where you have no control. In other words, you don't have control over what she does. You don't have control over what she says. You don't even really, right now, this red hot minute, have control over what she says to you. But you do have control over what you think about her. So now, whatever vibration is most dominant is the one that you're going to go to. In other words, someone said to us one day, Abraham, it feels like my thoughts are thinking me. And this is why we said to you, you've trained each other into your way of thinking about each other. So as you've practiced that vibration, it's logical that those are the thoughts that are going to come the most easily to you. It's easy for you to see your daughter feeling that way because she's been doing it for a while and she's been very vocal about it, and she's sort of holding you and everybody else responsible for it. And so even though she is pointing at itself, she is truly pointed upstream and has been for a while. As you begin, while you're not with her, practicing more downstream thoughts, this is the thing that is the most interesting. If you want to feel good enough that you will deliberately choose better feeling thoughts about her, and you will practice those thoughts, and it's like anything that new that you do, it will take some effort to do it. Within a very short period of time, usually less than 3 days of moderate effort, we're talking about just being sort of aware of it 10 or 20 times a day for about 3 days, where you deliberately find a book of positive aspects really helps well. Writing it will really help you to focus. As you focus upon the best aspects, the downstream aspects, you can train your vibration in that short of a period of time. Now, that's not enough to modify her behavior, but that's not your role anyway. You don't get to modify her behavior. You're not trying to modify her behavior. You're trying to train your vibration into a place that allows you alignment when you think about your daughter. And once you've trained yourself into a... In other words, it's like people have teased about when they put their pants on.